about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we say goodbye to two iconic women today. One, Margaret Thatcher, who had died this morning of a stroke at age 87 in London. We remember her as the Iron Lady, a very good friend to Ronald Reagan. And both of them and their help with the Cold War, they're putting their end to the Cold War. It's just something that we will always kind of identify them, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, it was a remarkable time in the 80s. And seeing her go it's sad. And Annette Funicello has died this morning from complications due to multiple sclerosis. She had multiple sclerosis for about 25 years. She died this morning at age 70. Many of you remember her from the Mickey Mouse Club in the 50s. And also, was it Beach? Oh, why can't I think of it? Beach Babylon, Beach Party, you know, all those beach movies she did. I apologize. I can't give her the true biography that I should. But she just, you know, yeah, Beach Party Babylon, is that it? Beach Party and Beach Blanket Bingo. Was that another one? Yeah, in the 60s. You know, here it goes. Musical Beach Party, Bikini Beach, Beach Blanket Bingo. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, and Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, right? Is that what they, okay, I don't know much, but, you know, just, you know, whenever you see her, you'd smile, you know, same thing with Margaret Thatcher, you look at Margaret Thatcher and you see strength. So, you know, seeing these people that were icons when we were growing up and for years, it's sad. You know, I guess she had been diagnosed in the 80s. She really didn't understand what it was. Her symptoms were really mild. She started to lose some control over her legs. People thought she might have been drunk, you know, because she was having some lack of balance. And so she went public and told people back in the 90s what she had. She made an autobiography, Annette Funicello, in 1994. A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, a title taken from a Disney song. She spoke openly about MS. You know, gosh, I think Terry Garr has MS. I think there's a few other stars that have been battling MS. It's this neuromyelination disorder where you start to lose the coding of your nerves and therefore their function. And sometimes you can have pain. A lot of times you have weakness, lack of movement. You become bedridden and, you know, wheelchair ridden. And it's something that, you know, doctors need to diagnose as quickly as possible. We need to do very aggressive therapy. There are some medications out there, but we haven't found a cure. And, it's one of those diseases that, will unfortunately cause you to succumb because, you know, if you aren't moving about and active and exercising, you could be more at risk for heart disease. You could be more at risk for pneumonia, bed sores, etc. As we get any more news, we will keep you posted. All right, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about a chemical in meat and energy drinks that could be more of the culprit in terms of you having heart disease than just eating red meat in and of itself. We're going to be talking about testosterone. And does the testosterone actually work? We're talking about these testosterone preparations. We got some news on some infectious diseases. We'll talk about how kids maybe need to start cutting back their dish size. Like I've been telling you all along, our dish size is, I think, what's doing us in terms of obesity. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A story I wanted to cover in the previous hour is how scientists have created a chocolate bar without the fat and have been able to make it from fruit juice. Okay? From what we understand, they have the same velvety feel, but they do have more of a fruity taste. So for those of us that like fruity chocolate, we may be able to tolerate this sucker. All right? The technique, apparently they say, according to Mail Online, scientists may have invented a novel solution that will certainly provide a small boost to their intake of chocolate made with fruit juice. They say because it has apple juice, orange juice, cranberry, that is able to replace up to half of the bar's fat content. The technique works in all types of chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, but you will have a little bit of a fruity flavor. Now, I like raspberry flavored chocolate. So if they could do something with raspberries, I'll buy it. I like raspberry flavored. Orange chocolate, apple chocolate, cranberry, I don't know. But you do something kind of strawberry-ish, raspberry-ish, it's good. Ooh, and blueberry. Chocolate-covered blueberries are my favorite. All right? They said there is an option to use a mixture of water and vitamin C instead of fruit juice in a bid to maintain a more chocolatey taste. The technique was developed by a team at the University of Warwick, where they substituted cocoa butter and milk fats that go into conventional bars with liquid in the form of micro bubbles. You still get the feel. You could still snap in the bite. It could still melt in the mouth and be as close to chocolate. I am digging this. Now, the only thing that we're all kind of forgetting is chocolate is supposed to be in short supply by the year 2030. We're supposed to be having a huge problem with our cocoa farms by then. And we're going to have this huge scarcity of chocolate. Oh, I'm already on top. Oh, I am loading up. Problem with buying chocolate now in 2013 is it's not going to last. I mean, you know, it's not going to last. So either I've got to come up with a new candy or I don't know how I'm going to get through my day. I always need just a little piece of chocolate. I know. Well, if I'm diabetic, I'll just shoot up some extra insulin. I need my chocolate. Don't take that away from me. But anyway, they say the process also prevents the unappetizing white film that coats the surface of chocolate when it's been on the shelf for a while. Yeah, you know how you start getting a little bit of I think you get a little bit of a seething or a disassociation such that you start getting this white film on chocolate when it kind of lasts a little bit too long. But they say a 2-ounce serving of premium dark chocolate may contain up to 13 grams of fat, right? But if they do this, they could knock it down by at least half. Pretty good stuff. This is the science I like. Now we're talking. Let's talk about testosterone and does it work. 1-877-DOCGOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Shout out to Talk Superstation, XM Radio, and all our affiliates out there. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you ever have a medical question, you could call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, or you could go to our website at drdahlia.com if you're a little shy to be on the radio, and you could type in your question, and we will get to it the next time we are live on air. Let us know what hour you usually listen to of the show, where you listen from, how you listen, so we can make sure that we get that question to you and answered. If not, we'll give you a private email. Keep in mind, it doesn't substitute for a doctor visit, okay? All right, just because I answer your question online does not mean you had a full prostate exam, all right, gynecological exam, heart exam, lung exam. All this is me answering a question. All right, testosterone. Study has come out saying testosterone does not boost functioning in older men. They say, according to Fox News, older men who use testosterone gel may see small improvements in their muscle-to-fat ratio, but are unlikely to glean any benefits in flexibility, endurance, or general ability to get around. Men participating in this study had a low to normal testosterone levels, were at least 60 years old, and were functioning at a relatively high level to begin with. Okay, it's still unclear how long-term use of testosterone might affect frailer, more disease-prone elderly men. Right now, they looked at some pretty healthy 60-year-old men. So for those of you thinking that testosterone is the fountain of youth, you could have another thing coming. Now, they do think that there are specific populations for men with whom testosterone supplementation or replacement could be beneficial, according to Dr. Carrie Hildreth from University of Colorado School of Medicine in Aurora. But it's not clear in otherwise healthy, functional men with low normal physiological range. So this is exactly what we've been saying on our show. Okay, some of you think you have to be on testosterone because you have low T. Well, how low is your testosterone? If you're low, yeah, then it may be worth supplementing. But if you're normal, okay, but a little bit in the lower range, does that mean you have to go on supplements? The new findings suggest that testosterone is widely used in people where it really may not be appropriate and may not provide the benefits that people think it's going to. Apparently, Androgel was the testosterone donated for the study. The gel has been approved by the US FDA for men who take too little testosterone on their own, or who make too little testosterone. If you make too little testosterone, it's called hypogonadism. Now, some testosterone levels decline naturally, but healthy men should still have normal levels. It may drop, but if your testosterone levels are low, that needs to be evaluated. Now, some of you that take it exogenously and get the shots for funds, that could be a problem because then your body gets used to your taking it, and then all of a sudden you stop. Now your body has to go back into autopilot. So, you know, when men take testosterone, what are they taking it for? Are they taking it because they want to look like the way they were in their 20s? No, that's going to happen. But some of them, they just want to have more stamina. They want to be able to build muscle. They want to save their muscle and not be as frail. They want to have the great posture. They want to have the metabolism. And how I look at testosterone is if you are low and you take a sample, okay, and you're given injections or you're doing the Androgel and you feel like that gave you that boost and you're exercising more and you're out there running and walking and whatever, okay, well, then good. Okay, then I think that's good. But for those of you just sitting there taking and thinking it's going to do everything, no. And my guess are these men that benefit the most from the testosterone are the ones that are out there exercising, working out. I mean, I see them every now and then. We'll, go and do a staycation where we stay at one of the hotels. We hang out at the pool and we see some of these men walking around, great posture. Yeah, they have a little bit of a beer belly, but you see how they're trying to take care. You see how they look fit. Okay, these are the guys that are going to probably feel the most from the testosterone. But taking the shot and sitting on your couch and waiting for it to work, no, I don't think so. So, my recommendation is for those of you getting a blood test, now remember, insurance and Obamacare may not cover it, but my recommendation is if you can, get your testosterone checked, see where your levels are. If your levels are normal and you feel fine, great. If your levels are normal and you don't feel fine, well, then something else may need to be looked at. If your levels are low or low normal and you don't feel fine, then maybe a trial of some testosterone could help. Okay? Just something to look at. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, as we look at, what's being covered in Obamacare, the one change I noticed in the last week or two is some of you are coming in for a physical. And as a part of that physical, you may get an EKG, or because you're a smoker, you may get a chest X-ray. I'm starting to notice that some of the insurance companies are not paying for the EKG. They're not paying to look at the heart. Now, why would that happen? Okay, well, when Obamacare told insurance companies, you got to cover physicals, the insurance company said, fine. But if it didn't specify what needed to be covered in the physical, if your doctor decides to run testosterone, run certain blood work, run a spirometry to look at your breathing, run a bone density scan, that may not be covered anymore. All right? So when you go to your doctor, because I'm just noticing that with EOBs, I'm like, are you kidding me? The guy's 60 years old. Let me do an EKG on him. No. Not covered. Now, you may not, though, get a bill. It looks like what insurance companies are doing is just writing the whole sucker off. All right, which means you shouldn't get a bill. Now, some doctors may get ticked and say, well, to hell with this. Now we're going to charge. If you want something, since insurance doesn't cover it, we're going to charge extra, which makes no sense because, now we're going back to a whole cash rate again where you pay for your medical goods. But just kind of keep in mind now, just watch out for that, because I'm already starting to see that these insurance companies are like, no, we're going to pay for the physical, but everything else gets included. You know, we were bringing that up when we were talking about the hepatitis case that happened in Las Vegas with Dr. Deepak Desai, where, you know, he used to use anesthesiologists for anesthesia. And then from what we heard, Medicare had decided to say, you know what, we're not paying separately for the anesthesia. If you get paid for the colonoscopy, it's bundled in there. So you just get paid one fee. Anesthesia is a part of it, which is something that medicine is going to go towards now, where they just pay one fee. That's it, one fee. So with that, then anesthesiologists got fired, and they had to find the cheapest person possible to administer the anesthesia. We talked about the nurse anesthetist, some of their technique put many people at risk and exposure for hepatitis C. I'm not going to go into it again because we've talked about it in full. But when insurance companies start to bundle like that, say we're not going to cover it, it causes the doctor's office and the medical community to go, well, then, okay, we're not going to run it. If we're not going to get paid, why spend the money? EKG machines are expensive. X-ray machines are expensive. Taking care of them, right? Doing, you know, buying paper and supplies and electrodes. So if that's not going to get covered, you know, pap smears a lot of times aren't covered. You know, some of you years ago had said your doctor's not doing pap smears anymore. So I'm going, well, that's odd. I remember they trained me in pap smears. What are you talking about? They're not doing pap smears anymore. I didn't get it. And then I realized it's because insurance companies don't pay you anything different for the pap smear. So what ended up happening is many patients, so basically the pap smear was being done for free. And for those doctors using the disposables, and, you know, pap trays could cost a few bucks a patient, not to mention the time it takes, and then the processing and the liability if you don't get the pap back. A lot of doctors said, we're just not doing paps anymore. Go to the gynecologist. And I didn't understand that. So I started taking on a lot of paps, and then I saw the same thing. That's right, I'm not getting paid. Now, people coming in for the visit to get their pap smear done, yeah, you're getting paid for the office visit. But you're not getting paid separately for things that you do. So if a doctor is seeing you for a physical, you're going to be more and more likely to see they're not paying for the pap. And the insurance company will tell you, well, of course we pay for paps. It should be done with the physical, so then it's for free. And so what you guys are going to notice is having to do a physical probably now in multiple steps. If the doctor wants to get paid for the EKG or the chest x-ray, he's going to probably order it at a different time. Because if he orders your physical, it's not going to get covered. So you see, you're getting that physical with Obamacare, but you're not getting everything that used to come with the physical because the doctor doesn't get paid for it. So you get that physical, but it's going to be a very chintzy one. Then if you actually want the doctor to run an EKG on you or a chest x-ray, et cetera, that actually started years ago with Medicare. We had noticed a couple years ago that once Obamacare got passed, Medicare was not covering pre-op chest x-rays. Well, if you needed a chest x-ray for surgery, your doctor wasn't going to get paid for it. So neither was the radiology center, so you had to start paying cash. It's not fun, people, but just keep an eye on what's going on so you don't start getting bills. All right, guys, coming back after break, carnitine in your meat. What does that mean with heart disease? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys already find me on Twitter and Facebook. Some of you guys have businesses you want to promote. I always follow you back and try liking you back because I know how important it is to have those Twitter followers and Facebook followers. Remember the 80s? You know, you had to have as many like feathers in your hair. You know what I used to collect in the 80s? Those Chiquita banana stickers. Remember, I am a Chiquita banana. Remember that there were these little Chiquita banana stickers, and some of them would have like a funny grape or a funny banana. Yeah, so I would collect those on my. I don't know, it was something that me and my friends did because we had nothing better to do, and it was my little Chiquita banana thing. So I get it. I get this whole collection thing, bottle cap collection, like Ernie and Bert used to do. Tim from Houston writes, "Doctor, love your show, but are you really a doctor? Oh, I is. You sound too cool to be a doctor." Yeah, I'm a doctor. Yeah, I did. No, I did. I went to medical school and everything. You know what I think what it is? Maybe I'm overcompensating. And thank you for thinking I'm really not that cool. That's what's so nice about being in radio. You have no idea what I'm wearing. You have no idea if there's any food in my teeth. I could sound like the coolest cat right behind the scene. I could be like a Wolfman Jack. Yeah. But, actually I was one of those, I wasn't nerdy, but I was a class clown. I went to 12 different schools and I just would always tell myself, okay, sit quiet. Okay. You're never going to be on the cheerleading squad if you make stupid jokes. But I found I really liked making people laugh, but I got away with it, and I got away with doing a lot of, shenanigans in class because I was just one of those students that would just ace everything. I loved homework. I did it at lightning speed. And, you know, the teachers thought I was some super student. I wasn't a genius, no way. But I could just take tests. And I could just ace things. And so I was able to get away with a lot. In fact, one of my book reports, I guess we were supposed to read a book. It could have been a John Steinbeck book or something. Well, I decided to read Gone with the Wind. You know, Gone with the Wind was huge. But rather than stand up there and do a book report, I did a puppet show. So I read the book. But because I read the book, I knew I had some leeway. So my leeway was a puppet show. And I ended up doing a puppet show. I don't know why. Dork. Yeah, I would probably use that word to describe me. Dork. But if you guys want to use the word cool, I'm pretty cool. I was dorky in school. But I went to UNLV for undergrad. After I went to 12 different schools, graduated high school in Las Vegas, Nevada, went to undergrad at UNLV. Go Rebels! Then I went up to Reno for medical school. My last year of medical school, I was able to go to UCLA, did my last year at UCLA, came back to Reno to graduate with my friends, and then I came down to Las Vegas, Nevada to do a three-year residency in family medicine. I then became chief resident, right? Yep, chief, so proud of myself, and I was co-chief with another doctor, and we ran that place to the ground. I think we did things pretty well, and then I started a practice in Vegas, and I'm a medical doctor, MD, and that's who I is. Yep. Okay? All right. Thank you for asking. You know what? You're allowed to ask. You know, I mean, here I am. I'm giving you medical advice. You're quoting me at the water cooler. You need to know where my credentials are. I don't want to go into all the awards I've won. You know, some of them include, Mile High Award, and I don't know if that's something worth quoting. Speaking of Mile High Club, Virgin America has performed the best out of 14 U.S. airlines. Virgin America. I've never been on Virgin America, but some of you guys have traveled to London a lot. And Great Britain, you guys say to take Virgin America. Huh. I thought, you know, just by the name Virgin America, they wouldn't even let me come 5 feet close to the, because I obviously wouldn't qualify. But anyway, okay. The report is based on government data on on-time arrivals, mishandled bags, consumer complaints, and passengers with tickets who were denied seats to overbookings. Oh, that's what really ticks me off. You buy a ticket, you're ready to go, you take off work, you have a conference to go to, everything is all nice and tight with your schedule, and you don't have a seat because they oversold. That stinks. Now, you know, they could get really good, you get really good deals. A lot of times you get a free ticket back, and they give you a few $100. I mean, that's not too bad. So, you know, maybe what you should do is always kind of plan ahead for that because you can make some pretty decent money if you fly a lot. So the number one airline that was ranked highest was Virgin America. Number two was JetBlue. I like JetBlue because you have satellite on JetBlue and you can listen to my show. So I'm able to listen to my show on JetBlue, which I listen to my own show. It always sounds good when you're 30,000 feet in the air. I'm like, oh, damn, this is some good entertainment. I'm looking around going, wow, are you guys listening to XM Channel 166? There's this really good doctor. She sounds sexy. Oh, okay, I'll put it on. Who is it? Dahlia? No, Dr. Dahlia. Get it right. But, oh, it sounds good. You know, so I get everybody to listen. AirTran, number three. Delta comes in, number four. Hawaiian Airlines, number five. I think the reason why people like Hawaiian is I think they feed you. You know, Mexican Airlines, I took Mexico once, Mexican Airlines to Mexico, they fed you. I'm not used to an airline feeding you. That was cool. But anyway, I don't think they made the list. Hawaiian Airlines came in number five. Hawaiian Airlines, I think, I haven't been to Hawaii for a long time, but I think you get to rent one of those movie things where you handhold one of those movie things and then it shuts the kids up and you guys get to watch movies. Yeah. Alaska Airlines, number six. Frontier Airlines, number seven. Southwest Airlines, number eight. I'm surprised Southwest comes in that low because they do first bag free. So you would think, yeah, U.S. Airways, number nine, American Airlines, we're American Airlines, something special. Okay, anyway, American Eagle, number 11, SkyWest, number 12, ExpressJet, and then United, number 14, United. United, we had a problem with United. The flight attendants were really rude. Last time we flew on United, they were mean, rude. I thought they're supposed to smile, be nice. The men are supposed to flirt with you. They were very, very rude. But, you know, I'm surprised any of the airlines did well. Airline complaints, they say, have shot up at least 20% because of all the cramping. You know, I told you in Delta, I think they're going to shorten the bathroom, diminish the bathroom size to make room for four more seats. How the hell is that architecturally going to happen? But they say airline complaints surged 20% last year as grumpy airline passengers complain about being squeezed into smaller seats. Flights are becoming even more packed. This was an independent review of airlines by researchers at Wichita State and Purdue. Virgin America had the happiest flighters for on-time rate. Well, you know what they're doing with this whole on-time thing? What I notice is I book a flight, and it says it's like a six-hour flight to New York City. Now, I live in Vegas. It's not 6 hours to get to New York City. It's about 4 hours and a 10-minute flight. But if they say you're going to arrive 6 hours later, and you end up arriving 5 hours later, even though you had a 50-minute delay, you are happy because you arrived sooner. So that's one trick I'm noticing some of these airlines are doing, where they say your landing time is much later than you would think. You're like, you know, because I tell my husband, I'm like, all right, so it's going to be about, you know, a 5 hour, 45 minute flight. He's like, to where? I go to, you know, to JFK. He's like, no, it's not. I go, it says we're not going to land till 3 the next day. Like, what? And then it turns out you end up landing at 1:30, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this airline is so good. You know, it's an issue. My problem is this idea that they want to charge for overweight people because it takes on more fuel. You know, you pay $500 for the ticket, and then you have to drop another $9 while you're on the plane for a nasty sandwich. I think it's ridiculous. It really is. And I don't like the idea of being cramped. Another issue we're starting to see is people are falling asleep. And when nobody's looking, the guy or girl next to you starts to fondle you in your sleep. There's sexual assault happening on these things. All right, don't go away. Let's talk about the secret compound in meat and what we need to be careful of. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, when you guys are fiddling around on Twitter and Facebook later, find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook and Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Remember, the H is at the end. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. We get a lot of emails from you. Don't forget to put, though, your return email. We have an area on our website at drdahlia.com for you to ask medical questions. We could read them on air, or you could get a private answer back. Again, make sure you still run it by your medical provider. I don't know you, so I still can't be your doctor by email, but at least I can give you some, you know, medical information. Don't be asking me for any Lortab prescriptions. That is not allowed. But no Vicodin coming from that website. Sorry, guys. But don't forget to put your email. If you fill it out and hit send, and I email, the return will just be the website server. Don't forget to put your email so you can get an answer back. If not, I'll just read it on air, and you're going to have to listen to the show. I know. I know. For our insomniacs, it's great. Okay, there you get a twofer. Also, when you do go to the website, we have a guest book. Sign into the guest book. It's always nice to see who's listening and where you guys are listening from. Okay, I know many of you think it's my mom all the time. No, my mom works. She doesn't get a chance to listen to the show all the time. So it's nice to prove to people that the only people listening to my show is not my mom, right, and my brothers. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know Don listens. Don does listen. You know, whether he likes it or not is a whole other story. But we got Don working the dials. He's so dear to us. D, you know, us D-named people got to stick together. The D's with the double D's today. Okay, so carnitine in meat, carnitine, chemical, is probably the reason why red meat is linked to heart disease. More than fat and more than just the red meat. Researchers from the Cleveland Clinic have discovered that it's not the saturated fats or cholesterol from fatty steak that triggers our heart problems, but it's this chemical process involving gut bacteria and this compound in meat called carnitine. They say carnitine metabolism by the gut bacteria suggests a new way to help explain why a diet rich in red meat promotes arteriosclerosis. Good. Okay, good. Then get that carnitine out of the meat so we can eat our meat again. Study author Dr. Stanley Hazen, section head of preventative cardiology and rehabilitation in the Miller Family Heart and Vascular Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. Whew. Boy, that's I guess the acronym would be MFHVASSA. Arteriosclerosis after his name. I know, I always wonder how these guys can do their business cards. My business cards are kind of blank. I used to try to put all the affiliates on the business card, but people didn't understand if that was, you know, does that mean I'm a surgeon? Does that mean, you know, and I'm like, no, those are radio affiliates. So basically just has my MD and my CIME, my certified independent medical examiner, and that's just how it is. Anyway, okay, so basically, Hazen and his team were looking to build on previous researchers linking frequent red meat consumption to increased rates of heart disease. See, it's funny. When I cook the meat, it's kind of blackish. I know they call it red meat. I would love to one day eat it red, but you can't. It's raw. Several of the other studies suggested that the fat composition of meat alone was the biggest aspect, or if it was the salt content, genetic risk factors, or something about the cooking. Now, remember we talked about the cooking of meat, like let's say you cook it out on a barbecue, and sometimes you could get carcinogens from the barbecue charring. That was some scary stuff. And you want to know what? We're going to get more news on that right before Memorial Day. I know. You know, now as the weather's starting to get nice and we're about to go into the barbecue season, I'm going to be hitting you guys with a big nasty study on barbecuing your meat and cancer. I hate that. I hate those studies, but we got to do it. All right. Anyway, so according to researchers, an earlier study found that a compound called trimethylamine N-oxide, or TMAO, may promote the growth of artery-clogging plaques. Now, TMAO is formed, it's like a song, right? TMAO is formed when bacteria, sorry, I'll stop singing. Is formed when bacteria, this is so boring. I gotta figure out how to get y'all through this story. TMAO is formed when bacteria from my digestive tract breaks down a compound found in meat known as carnitine. Diets high in meat promote the growth of gut bacteria that breaks down carnitine, therefore more TMAO, which in turn leads to arteriosclerosis. OMG, we have TMAO, don't LMAO or RLFOL, because this stinks. All right. The study author set out to learn more about this process by comparing carnitine and TMAO levels found among meat eaters, vegans, and vegetarians. The vegans and the vegetarians, of course, are the healthiest, had significantly lower baseline levels of TMAO than other meat-eating omnivore. I am an I'm not an omnivore. I'm a carnivore. Vegetarians and vegans given carnitine did not show major increases in TMAO. So for those of you taking carnitine, why would some of you guys take carnitine? Well, first of all, what is carnitine? Okay, well, here we go. Carnitine is a quaternary ammonium compound biosynthesized from the amino acids lysine and methionine. Good. Enough said. Okay. So some of you guys think it helps kidney disease. It helps male infertility. You're using carnitine as a weight loss supplement, although there hasn't been a lot of studies. Sometimes you use carnitine if you overdose on your valproic acid or your Depakote. Some people have said it helps them with their asthma or their hyperthyroid. But you have some pretty big levels of carnitine in your steak, ground beef. You have three times more than pork or bacon. Your codfish has just a little bit, your chicken breast less. So let's say beef steak has, let's say, 95 milligrams per 100 grams. In codfish, only 5.6. Okay, so about 90 milligrams less. Whole milk, 3.3. Cottage cheese, 1.1. I don't know why anybody would want to eat cottage cheese. Asparagus, 0.195, as opposed to beef steak, 95. Orange juice has 0.0019 milligrams per 100 milliliters. So I don't think you guys have to worry about that. But some people are like, well, you need your meat because you need your carnitine. All right. They also say carnitine is an energy drink. Not too sure what it's doing there. So, you know, to me, that would be pretty cool, because if you could come up with a carnitine-free meat and they find that that doesn't promote heart disease, that's pretty good for us meat eaters. Now, some of you like mushrooms. Okay, but you don't like eating the mushrooms. You like dropping them. Magic mushroom psychedelic ingredient, they say, could help treat people with severe depression. We know that. Okay, we've known that. They have been looking at these drugs, these psychedelic drugs, to help treat depression. Now, some of you would be like, well, why the hell would they do that? Well, when you have somebody who is a severely depressed patient and they want to kill themselves, and you are in a hospital, if you've ever worked in a psychiatric ward, it's very frightening because you just have no idea. You know, regular medicine sometimes can take too damn long. So what many people have done with these severely depressed patients is sedate them, so they would be too tired to kill themselves. Okay, hopefully they sleep it off. Well, they found that the psilocybin, which is the psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms, can turn down parts of the brain that are overactive and severely depressive patients, and it stops patients dwelling on themselves. So let's say you have a radio show and the ratings haven't been that good, and you will dwell on it and dwell on it. They could possibly give you the chemical that causes the psychedelic reaction in these mushrooms to get you from stopping to think it. Okay? Whereas most of us would just try to get the ratings up. Alright guys, we got more on this coming up next, and more Adam Lanza news. Alright? Why could he have possibly done the killing? Coming up, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.